Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to start a new message talking about the spirit of Antichrist or anti-purpose. Before I do, I want to remind you that according to the Father's Word, please turn me to Exodus chapter 12, and I'll show you. In verse 1, and the Father spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And going to chapter 13, verse 4, this day came you out in the month Abib. Abib is another name for Nisan. And Nisan 1 starts the beginning of the year according to the Father's calendar or the Hebrew calendar. January 1st to December 31st is basically for tax purposes. A lot of people use that January 1st to December 31st for tax purposes, but in our relationship to the Father, we got to base our timing, our seasons on His calendar. And Nisan 1 this year is on April 8th. At 6 p.m., April 8th starts the new year. And you have to gear yourself up to that. So many people make a New Year's resolution, and after the first week, they just give up on it, and some people even give up on a whole year. See, we cannot close a year. Only the Father can close a year, and it's His timing. It's just like a student trying to tell the teacher, I want to close this class, this course. You can't do that. So the Father works with us on a yearly basis, and His year begins on Nisan 1. It's just to help you so you can get on His timing more. But go with me to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, talking about the spirit of Antichrist. Verse 15, love not the world. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of the Father abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. See, the spirit of Antichrist tried to pull people away from that ministry of John's, and it's anti-purpose, anti-destiny. That's why abortion is so terrible, because that spirit wants to wipe out a purpose and a destiny. And the spirit of Antichrist is behind it. So it's just so important. Go with me to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 1. Right after Ezra, Nehemiah chapter 1. Talking about Antichrist, anti-purpose. Another spirit that's connected with that spirit of Antichrist is spirit of infiltration. Trying to bring the wrong people into your life. And Nehemiah chapter 1, Nehemiah was really upset because the walls of Jerusalem had come down. And he was praying to the Father. Verse 11, Nehemiah chapter 1. O Father, I beseech thee, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name, and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. He's going to go before the king. He did approach the king. Verse 6, chapter 2. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be, and when will thou return? So please the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over until I come before Judah. And he wrote all these letters. He had captains that escorted him to Jerusalem. But in verse 10, here comes infiltration. When Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. Here comes the spirit of Antichrist, and we'll see later on they try to infiltrate. He stayed there 3 days and just viewed what was happening, what was not happening, and he found some people that he could trust. Verse 18, Nehemiah, I told them of the hand of my father, which is good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me, and he said, let us rise up and build. And so they strengthened their hands for the good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Then I answered them, I said unto them, the Father of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build, but you have no portion, no might, no memorial in Jerusalem. See, he fought against the spirit of infiltration very successfully. Spirit of Antichrist tried to come into infiltration. And it's important, even in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1, it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we build the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. The devil is so terrified about you continuing in the work that the Father has called you to do. Don't let him talk you out of purpose. Don't let people talk you out of purpose. Don't let two-legged devils talk you out of purpose. Stay in purpose. Stay in destiny. Verse 2, and he spoke before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, why do these feeble Jews, will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in the day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish that are burned? He was really trying to mock them. In verse 3, Tobiah, the Ammonite spy him, said, even that which they build, a fox could go up and he'll break down their wall. They're really trying to ridicule him and trying to distract. The spirit of distraction is key with the spirit of Antichrist too. In verse 4, hear, O Father, for we are despised, Nehemiah said, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before you, for they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Now Ambalot and Tobiah, they heard that the walls were being made up. They were very angry. And verse 8, they conspired, all of them together, to come to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. So the plan that the Father gave Nehemiah is that some of us will build and the others will watch our backs with weapons. And it worked tremendously. In chapter 6, in verse 1, now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah, the Geshen, the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach left therein, Sanballat and Geshen came against me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono, but they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? He didn't want to get away from purpose and destiny. That's the spirit of Antichrist. And he came against them four times the same way. And the fifth time they wrote a letter to the authorities. Verse 9, for they all made us afraid. The hands shall be weakened from the work that not be done. Now therefore, Father, strengthen our hands. After I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, and the son of Mehido, which was shut up, and he said, let us meet together in the Father's house within the temple. Let us shut the doors, for they're going to come to kill you. Verse 11, I said, should such a man as I flee? They tried to make him afraid. Verse 12, and I perceived that the Father had not sent him, but that he prophesied this prophecy against me, but Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid and do so. So many people made decisions when they were afraid. They were wrong decisions. They jumped at something. Let me read verse 13 again. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid and do so and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. See, he was very wise to have the spirit of Antichrist. Are we? We need to be too. And my father, verse 14, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to their works, and on a prophetess Nodiah and the rest of the prophets that would have to put me in fear. See, the attack came with the believers. The attack came from the believers. See, so many people in your church, in your ministry, when you're doing something that they know they're supposed to do and they don't do it, they're jealous and they try to pull you back. It's that spirit of Antichrist. You have to be very careful. Just do what the Father wants you to do. He had the same attitude in Nehemiah. Say, I'm building a wall. I'm doing a purpose. I ain't coming down. Be careful of that spirit of distraction, infiltration. Try to take you away from purpose. It's so very important. And another thing I want to talk about is in the Gospel of John. Go with me to John. I've been mentioning this the last couple broadcasts. You have to go back to the Greek. You can't just use the King James. I like it to preach, but you have to go back and study the Greek too. In John 17, verse 11, Yeshua said, now I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. This is what it said in the Greek. Holy Father, keep them in the name, in your name, which you have given me. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, Yeshua said. It's so important. In verse 12, while I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you gave me. See, that's where the emphasis needs to be placed, on the name that the Father gave him. Yeshua has his Father's name. Every son has his Father's name. And it's the Yah, Y-A-H-S-H-U-A, from Yahweh, Y-A-H, W-E-H. The Yah is his father's name. It's so powerful when you use Yahweh 7,000 times in the Old Testament instead of Yahweh, they translated Lord, L-O-R-D capitalized, the King James people. And so a lot of people don't know about Yahweh. It's so powerful. It's an action verb. That means when you use his name Yahweh, he actively works for you. I am that I am. Everything that he is in his name. And Yeshua, he has his father's name. It's just so powerful. Another thing I want to mention is that I have on my website, henrywalker.org, I have a message, divorce and remarriage. And if you are divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, read my message, divorce and remarriage. Study the scriptures in there. Go to the Father and let him tell you what to do. If you're in a marriage and you were thinking about divorce, go to my message. Go to the scriptures, go to the Father, and let him tell you what to do. Stop listening to people who have their opinion from tradition and are not studying the Greek words involved. It's just so very important. Also, next week I'm going to be talking about how to turn our flesh over to the Father, allowing to mortify the deeds of our flesh, and using scriptures. We can't just go to the Word and start confessing things out of the Word. We have to make sure we turn our flesh over to the Father, everything over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of the flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua. And then you can claim scriptures that he puts in your heart, desires that he puts in your heart, then you can claim them. Just name and claim it is very dangerous. It's kind of lifted up man, humanistic. You just can't take a scripture like, if the Father before us, who could be against us? Because before that comes, turn our flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of the flesh, conform us to the image of Yeshua. Then, that's in Romans 8, verse 13 and 29, and then in verse 31, then it says, if he be for us, who be against us. You can't make those claims unless you turn everything over to him, surrender everything to him. Go to the Father in prayer. Father, thank you for the people that are listening out there. Put your hands on the radio. Father, I ask you to touch them from head to toe. I decree healing, deliverance, Father. Any mess that they're in, straighten it out. For confusion, Father, I speak shalom, peace. In the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org, as I mentioned. I've also written three books, Seasons, Noon, and Demystifying the Trinity. The Seasons talks about the feast days of Yeshua. Noon talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar, that he did things in the Word on those months, and he wants to repeat them. You have to use my book, Noon, in conjunction with my biblical calendar page on my website, henrywalker.org. And also, it talks about the different hours of the day that are mentioned in the Word where the Father did certain things on those hours and how he wants to repeat them. There's a certain hour of the day when he heals. His healing anointing is more than any other hour. You need to know that. And you got to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's how you start the day. And you can get these books at my course at $5. Also, Demystifying the Trinity. It's a book that really would comfort you so much. You can get these books at my course, which is $5 each. And if you have the money, we'll send them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677, 801-3677. We just want to help you, just encourage you. These are powerful weapons in the end times. So remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
God bless you. My name is Pastor Edmundo Rivera. My wife and I invite you to our grand opening of our new church, Iglesia de Dios Pentecostal M.E. of Palm City, on January 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Palm City Civic Center, located at 770 Southwest 33rd Street, Palm City. Our services are in Spanish and English, so make this your house of refuge. For more information, please call 706-414-5827. Al esta tu casa de refugio.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series entitled The Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? You often hear about